You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
Well, after bouncing back from Monday's tough loss, the Twins continue on their push for the postseason, right in the middle of a very interesting wild card race in the American League. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the pregame lineup card. I'm Mark Janowski. By evening up this four-game series in Cleveland last night, the Twins improved to 80-71 on the year. They are currently holding on to that third and final wild card spot, 1.5 games behind Kansas City, and just 4 back of Baltimore for that top wild card spot. The Orioles really slumping right now, and the Twins end the season with 3 against Baltimore. So that's what they're trying to track down, but they're also being chased. Detroit just 1.5 back of the Twins, Seattle 3, Boston 5 games, and they're clinging to postseason hopes. Now, one team already knows they're going to be playing in October, as with the Chicago Cubs loss this afternoon, Milwaukee clinched the National League Central. The Twins' mission right now is just to worry about themselves, and they're sending out Bailey Ober to the mound tonight. Ober 12-7 with a 3.90 ERA on the year. He has not picked up a win since the last time he faced Cleveland, which was in Game 1 of the doubleheader here on August 9th when he tossed 6 scoreless. He is 2-2 lifetime versus the Guardians, 1-1 at Progressive Field. Bailey's last out, he allowed 5 runs in 6-plus innings in a loss Friday to Cincinnati. Tanner Bibee goes for the Guardians. He sits at 11-8 with an ERA of 3.60 this year and 3 starts this season against the Twins. Bibee 2-0, and he has allowed just 3 solo home runs over 18 innings. The Twins look to make it 2 in a row. Let's rewind to last night. Now, Matt Wallner's 2-out single in the third off of Gavin Williams made it 1-0. Cleveland answered in the fourth as Lane Thomas had a solo homer to left center off of Zebby Matthews to tie things up, but the Twins responded right away, and again it was Matt Wallner with a 2-out RBI single, 2-1 Twins in the fifth. With 2 outs and a man on in the home half, Rocco Baldelli lifted Zebby. Newest Twin Cole Irvin came on, and he got the Twins off the field. Irvin was the first of 5 relievers the Twins would use, as Cole Sands, Ronnie Enriquez turned in scoreless innings. The Twins got a big insurance swing from Willie Castro in the 8th. He faced Nick Sandlin with Trevor Larnach aboard.
The 0-1 swung on and hit well to right field for Castro. Brennan going back, looking up, it's in the seats, and that is a lightning bolt from Willie Castro, a 2-run home run. And the Twins lead it 4-1.
Yeah, Castro's 12th of the year, and it provided some much-needed breathing room. Juan Duran a quiet 8th, but that was not the case in the 9th, as Rocco sent the big man out looking for a 2-inning save. He struggled in that 9th inning. He left with 2 on and 1 out and at 30 pitches, so Rocco brings in Griffin Jacks. Griffin looking for some redemption after Monday. He fanned David Fry. Will Brennan, though, reached on an infield single to load the bases. Bo Naylor has the winning run. Well, he tapped the first pitch he saw to the right side. Griffin Jacks gloved it, ran over, stepped on the bag. The Twins claim a 4-1 victory, snapping a 5-game losing skid in Cleveland. Guardians could still clinch a postseason spot tonight. They need a win, and then they need some help. But for more on Game 3 of this series, let's get out to Progressive Field. Thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino, and bring in Chris Atterbury and Paul Molitor.
All right, thank you, Gino, and a good evening to you. It is indeed Game 3. It's another glorious night. It was a warm, muggy afternoon. We've got a whole lot of sunshine tonight, and we'll see if the outfielders have some problems at twilight. We saw a couple of instances yesterday where both outfields struggled a bit with seeing some fly balls. And Paul, when you get to this time of year and every game matters and you're looking at how much your bullpen has been used, both of these teams have a bunch of young guys that they're mixing and matching in the rotation. On the days you've got a real horse starting, you feel like, okay, advantage. And I think this is a day where both teams feel like they've got a horse going in Tanner Bibee and Bailey Ober.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I think the Twins bullpen did a nice job of bouncing back from a tough loss the night before, obviously. But I look at these two starters today. very close. 160 inning pitches for Bibee, 161 for Ober. They both have given up 41 walks, the exact same number. 23 home runs given up by Ober, 22 for Bibee. Just a lot of similarities. I think both managers would love to give their bullpen a little bit of a break and hopefully have these guys go deep in the game, preferably more for Ober than for Bibee.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, Paul, Bibee and whoever else Stephen Vogt brings in today, they're going to have to try to bear down with two outs, because if you go back to Sunday's series finale for the Twins against the Cincinnati Reds, they are now their last 16 runs have all scored with two outs going back to Sunday. All seven runs in this series have come with two outs. What can you extract from that about the team's approach right now when they're at the plate with runners on and two down?
Well, those things have a tendency to kind of go in waves. It seems like when a couple guys get two out knocks to drive in some runs, kind of takes the pressure off and everybody kind of buys into it. You know, at this time of year, you have to score the runs you're supposed to score. Guys on third less than two outs, as an example. But when you can squeeze across those runs with two outs, when the other team has a chance to get off the field, those can be backbreakers and certainly contribute to some big victories from here on out for the Twins.
Yeah, one other thing to look at tonight for Bailey Ober, Gino, as we send it back your direction. Lefties have actually had a tougher go of it against Bailey Ober this year than the right-handers have. And as a result, Stephen Vogt has a couple of righties in there where we saw left-handed bats earlier in the series. The big slugger, John Kenzie Noel, he has prodigious power. He is in right field. He's a right-hander. And they also have taken Will Brennan out of the lineup. Whew, that's good news for the Twins. David Fry is going to DH here today, the All-Star. So a couple of right-handed bats, and let's see what Bailey can do against those righties. Righties have eaten up that cutter of his. The lefties have struggled with it.
Yeah, you know what? I understand maybe what Vogt's doing there, but very interesting to see Brennan not getting the start. All right, thanks, guys. Some notes on the Twins lineup today. No Buxton and no Royce Lewis, but Carlos Correa is back in the lineup for the Twins, batting third and playing short. We've been at the park thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Minnesota Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit TICasino.com to plan your visit. Well, Tanner Bibee has been very solid against the Twins this season. Again, only allowed three solo homers in his three starts. Here's Rocco Baldelli on the Guardian starter.
He's a guy that might start pitching one way in a game, and then you watch him change as the game goes on. He has the good changeup, which is he uses it as kind of an equalizing pitch against certain hitters. He's just a solid major league starter. You know you're going to get good stuff, pretty good execution from him. He can go fastball up, fastball down. He's got the good breaking ball. He can make the breaking ball go even further to the side when he wants it. He's going to make you work. You're going to have to stay pretty tight with your plan.
Yeah, Bibee's breaking ball, the slider, has a run value of 12, which makes it tied for the 12th most effective pitch in the majors this season, opponents hitting just 155 off of it. More from Rocco coming up, then later on, we're going to wrap up the season for another one of the Twins minor league affiliates, and we look at how hitters and bullpen arms prepare for a four-game series and the potential of seeing multiple guys multiple times. This series versus the Guardians, brought to you by Plunkett's Pest Control, striking out pests in homes throughout Twins territory. Visit Plunkett's.net to schedule now. Stay tuned for more of the lineup card here on your home for Twins baseball.